This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, who's been watching since the beginning of the war, even before the war in Ukraine, the Russian economy under sanctions and its attempts to leverage its power in the Black Sea or in some way presses advantage to fragment the European Union and NATO. Here Michael describes how Ukraine has had great success sweeping the Western Black Sea of the Russian fleet. This has opened up a lane for Ukraine to get its grain and food out to the world, to the markets. It's also lessened the pressure on using alternative means to get the grain and soy and corn out via the Danube River, which also meant flowing that grain and corn into Europe, where the farmers protested. Michael describes now how all this has been solved with the anti-ship missiles that the Ukrainians have effectively used to intimidate the Russian Black Sea fleet so that it's huddled over way over on the east side near Georgia and Abkhazia and Russia itself. Michael Bernstam, Hoover Institution, on the success of getting food to the hungry nations of Africa and Asia by the Ukrainian military, by the Ukrainian farmers, and certainly by NATO and EU cooperating in a fashion that is critical to understand how they've worked together to keep Ukraine in the fight and to get the food out despite the Russian interference. Michael Bernstam.
No longer necessary. The secondary crisis was with Polish farmers and other European farmers because, in addition to the Danube, there was rail shipments through Poland, and then the Polish farmers saw the cheap trucks and trains with cheap Ukrainian grain, and they blocked the roads, and there was a crisis between and conflict between Poland and Ukraine. So it's all passé now because the Black Sea shipment is back, and we can now see the prices. So at the height of the crisis in 2023, in the summer, in the spring, the wheat was $11 a bushel on the world market. Now it is $6 a bushel, almost half as much. Corn was $8 a bushel. Now it is $4.3 a bushel. So these are affordable prices for poor countries.
Now we go to energy. The headline is exclusive. Russia struggles to collect oil payments as China, UAE, Turkey raise bank scrutiny. I believe this is part of the secondary sanctions. What does that mean? Why are they struggling to collect? More of this later.